spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Teresa, over in Lake Mary, it's good to be talking to you. If you don't mind, can you let us in on a little bit more of your date?
Yeah. So, Jack, he's the kind of guy who I feel like has a taste for adventure and danger, which I love. And we had a cool experience, and I'm not hearing back from him. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so something often that people tell me, like, in the streets is, like, why do people even try if the person's not getting back to you?
Yeah, it's unusual for me to find someone that I feel a connection to, so it's worth the effort for sure.
Wow, and you guys only went out once?
Yeah, we only went out once. I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Teresa, are you traditionally a person who has big feelings like this?
I'm reserved in some ways. Like, I'm reluctant to let anyone in, if that makes sense.
Wow, okay. All right, well, listen, I appreciate you giving us Jack's number. You know, our job here is I'm just going to get Jack on the line and just try to get him talking and then find a space to bring the both of you together, okay?
That sounds amazing.
Cool.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Jack, please.
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack, what's going on? My name is Obi, and I work for the station here in town, K92.3.
What, did I win something?
No, you didn't win something, but I do have you on something called Second Date Update. You ended up going out with a girl named Teresa, and so now I would love to pay for the both of you to get paired up again. You pick the restaurant, unless, of course, you're not interested.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to be on the radio or...
Jack, okay, so hold on. I hear the hesitation in your voice. It's okay. If you don't want to be on the radio, then what can I say to Teresa to let her down easy? I think she was hoping that you guys were still going to be talking.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in doing this.
I hear you. Is there anything I can go back to her with, though? Like, is there anything I can tell her so this way she's not left in limbo land?
Sure. Tell her I went back and paid the bill with our waitress.
You went back and you did what?
Paid the bill with our waitress.
Okay, you want me to tell Teresa that? Why?
I went on a date with Teresa to this restaurant, and it was kind of weird from the beginning. And then we're ordering, and she's ordering things that aren't even on the menu. Towards the end of dinner, she's, like, complaining about the food, how it wasn't good. They didn't have the things that weren't on the menu. And she's like, we should just dine and dash. And I was like, what? Dine and dash? I'm not doing that.
You should just what?
Dine and dash, like leave. And
oh, she suggested that.
Right, at the restaurant, she's like, yeah, we should do that. And I'm like, no, we shouldn't. And then she just gets up and leaves. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I was kind of shocked. I went to see what she was doing, and she was already outside. I mean, I wasn't sure if she was just joking or what her deal was, but like, she was at her car already. So I thought I was being polite. Like, I said goodnight. We ended our date, and then I went back in and paid the bill.
At the restaurant, after she mentioned that you guys should dine and dash?
Yeah. I've worked in the restaurant industry for years. It's not cool.
All right, so Jack, I do want to be fair to you. I do want to let you know that Teresa is on the line. She had a chance to hear all this. And so now all of us can talk about this whole dining dash thing. Teresa?
I mean, the food was terrible. The service was really bad. And like I said, I didn't think that I should pay for it. And I didn't think that you should pay for it. I thought we should leave and protest.
Yeah, I got that, Teresa. I'm glad that I'm disappointing for dining and dashing.
Okay, well, I guess I thought you had a sense of danger and adventure and fun, but I was wrong.
Teresa, do you typically dine and dash on restaurants?
No, but I thought, like, Jack would go there, and it just seems sexy and fun.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Jack, so this is something that Teresa doesn't typically do. So there's no way that I could repair this?
No, I'm good.
I mean, I guess he's just not as fun as I thought he was. So, yeah, it's fine.
Can we be done with this call now?
Yeah, Jack, I am going to be respectful of you. I'm going to let you off the line. And Teresa, I don't even know what to say about this, but just watch yourself, okay?
I mean, it was just something I thought it was merited in this case, and it would be fun. I mean, it's not like I'm going to go and try it again.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.